Am I going?
Yeah.
Okay. This is Sunday morning. This is 7:26:20. This is going to be part two of a no-nonsense look at the book of Revelation. Last week, we looked at the overall purpose of the book of Revelation so that we can be informed about the last days of the church age. There is no secret rapture. He will come back the same way that he left. And we talked about, we saw several references of he's going to come in the clouds. It's time to be a sound mind concerning the scripture, no more silliness. We looked at the rise of the Antichrist beast system in Genesis 3. We looked in Genesis 6 in the book of Enoch about what happened. This was the counter to the beast system. Satan's motive operandi is fear. The beast is not just a person, it is a system. The beast is a rebellious renegade spirit. But the counter is love. Okay, the beast system is lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. The love system is God is love, love of God, and love of God and the Word, which is Jesus, and love of the brethren, and to hate the world. Okay, at this day and time and hour, we see widespread hate of God, hate for His Word, and hate for His children. They're totally taken over by the beast system and its lust, like the LBT, whatever, XYZ. Pride. Pride. And we looked at the Isaiah 14 where Satan said, I will, five times. Their banner is the gay pride flag. Romans chapter 1 talks about a world out of order and it brings up homosexuality. Because of Satan's pride, he was cast down, as they will be also soon. We looked at Revelation 12. God and his angels fought with the beast and God won. He no longer has a place in heaven. Now he is here, and we are fighting the beast with the help of God's angels. We are overcoming by Jesus' blood and our decrees by faith. Okay, we looked at the rise of the beast system. The two major players are the false prophet and the Antichrist. They're individual leaders involved together, but make no mistake, this is a world system, and it's called the New World Order. I put it backwards. I put the now. It's NWO. The false prophet is the whore of Babylon, the false religion, or idolatry. To be part of it is to commit adultery against God. We see that in Revelation 14. God is seating the true Jews all over the world. We, the church, are the true Jews. Romans 28. I want to look at that. It's 2, right? What chapter? 2. Okay. Because last week I forgot to write that down. Romans 2, 28 and 29. For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. A natural Jew is not what God is talking about here. I am not anti-Jew, but I believe we must go along with Scripture. There are many that say that Jews in the Bible, they say that some say they're Jews but are not Jews in the Bible. I believe that the Q movement is of God and is part of the Great Awakening. It's bringing people all over the world together. So many, especially Christians, only focus on natural Jews and a tiny nation, but this is not what the Lord is talking about. He's talking not about those that are naturally circumcised under the law, but he is focused on those who are circumcised of the heart. And he's bringing together those that are all over the world that are are Jews. We could be of the lineage of some of the tribes of Judah if we could follow our lineage far enough back, because when they came out of Babylon, they were scattered. They were scattered. A lot of them ended up in Ireland, Scotland, Russia. Babylon's fall is the Battle of Armageddon. It's all bad for them, but all good for us. This is a bill of goods that we've been sold that all the bad that's happening is going to happen to us. It's not true. The scripture does not bear that out. In fact, it talks about those that don't have the seal of God on their foreheads are the ones that are going to be partaking of these plagues, the vials. I mean, we're sealed for protection, like Goshen. Okay? It's all bad for them, but it's good for us. There'll be blood in the streets, but it won't be our blood, just like his vesture dripped in blood is not his blood. Yeah. It's the blood of kings, soldiers. All right, we get victory in chapter 15 over the beast. Revelation 16, punishment of those who follow the beast. The vials are poured out. Okay, in Revelation 17 and 18, there's a combo system of religion and political. Notice how, for the first time in history, how everything has become political. Even the grocery store is political. I said, Lord, is there anything? Is there anywhere we can go? Maybe Wow Warehouse. That's not political? The fake news screeches out political correctness with every breath. Where's your mask? The church is being called out of this system right now. That's Revelation 19. But there'll be blood in the streets of all the deep state cabal. Then Revelation 20 talks about the Gog and Magog war after Satan's loosed 1,000 years. And if you want to read about the battle, it's in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. It goes into detail about 7 years and burying the dead. It's going to be some battle. Ain't going to be just a little skirmish. It's going to be quite a battle. Satan is bound, the beast himself. Now I would like to focus on the mark of the beast. The chip in the hand or forehead are just the byproduct of the beast system. As technology progresses, so the beast system implementation of control advances. I suggested that the Social Security card is just as much a part of it as the chip would be. A credit card, you could view the same way. It's just the technology. At this point in time, through Nasera or Trump Sarah, whichever it ends up being called, we are God's people. We will be released from this slavery that we've been in all of our lives. I've heard that there won't be any debt or credit cards needed. We will have a go-back exchange for goods and services. We heard this week, Dana was talking about a friend went to the bank and was going to get cash out, and they said they had a cash shortage. So I'm going, All right. So I believe the mark of the beast goes a lot further than just a chip or a card. Okay. If we're not following the Lamb, you're following the beast. It all has to do with allegiance, and allegiance is worship. Worship is of the heart. So those who take the mark of the beast, it says they'll worship the beast, and then they'll take his mark. Okay. Image of the beast is television. Now we could add internet. It's a trap. So God is looking on the heart. He knows the ones that belong to him that are sealed because of whom they worship. It's not different. It's no different with the other master. They will take the mark because they worship the beast, whether it be a card or a scan or a chip. The chip is just the next progressive step in the beast system. If you chipped your dog, and that is that the mark of the beast? No, it's just technology. There's no worship involved. Just to put it into perspective, take the mask, for example. It is about compliance. There is reason you can't from within just go along with it. If God's people compromise in one area, it's easy for them to compromise in another. It's progressive. You know, you kind of give up in one area and then you give into another area. This is why the Lord is calling the virgins to wake up and come out at this time. Okay, I read you the Tommy Hicks vision. All right. I think I stopped right here. All right, that we are sealed, and that's like a signet. Those who are not sealed of God are marked by the beast. That's Revelation 9:4. You could say they have a target for destruction on their forehead or hand. It's a sign of who you serve. You can't serve two masters. Matthew 26 says that. Cast care or take care. Yeah. Caring for yourself or letting the Lord care for you. Taking a thought, saying the care bear snare. The beast system has no future. God is bringing it down. The beast has had a heyday at humanity's expense for 6,000 years. So he got kicked out of heaven, so he come down to earth mad. And you know, he had it, and to him, he said, he has but a short time. He's had 6,000 years. All right, how can we protect ourselves from the beast system? Renewing our minds. Quit listening to the television. We are seeing the beginning of the separation process, the wheat from the chaff or the tares from the wheat, and that's where I stop. This is Matthew 13. We'll pick up there. You could say it's draining the swamp. All right, 13 verse 12. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Is that what this executive order is doing? All right, 24. In another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, there appeared the tares also. So the servants of the household came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? He saith unto them, An enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, Nay, lest while we gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and in the end of the harvest I will say to the reapers, Gather ye together first the tares, bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. So there you go. All right, now 36. He's got all kinds of sayings in this chapter about the kingdom. Okay, 36. Is that right? That isn't right. Okay, here we go. Well, you get the picture. There's two or three about the bad fish. Maybe it's 16, and I put, all right, let's pick up with 16. And Jesus said unto them, They need not depart, give you them to eat. And he said unto them, We have here but five loaves and two fish, and that's not what I want. Sorry. I was thinking about the parable while Jesus was talking about gathering up all the fish together, and then he picked the bad ones out and threw it away.
How about 47 and 48?
Yeah. That's of 13, yeah. I'm looking over in 14, no wonder. All right, verse 36. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, Declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. And he answered and said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity. It's not, he didn't gather all the saints together, did he? No. One's taken, another left. And shall cast them into a furnace of fire, there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. In other words, he decided not to go with the ways of the world, but the kingdom of God was the most precious thing. It was like a pearl. He invested his whole life in that. And again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a merchant seeking goodly pearls, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which, when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. That's not a good translation. It's not the end of the world. It's sort of the end of the age. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just. You mean they're not rapturing them out? And shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be weeping and wailing of teeth, or gnashing of teeth. Jesus said unto them, Have ye understood all these things? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. All right. John 8:32, And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Fake narratives are very destructive. Because of it, many will succumb to the beast system, even Christians. Here's an example the Lord gave me. We've been told all our lives in many areas that this is the way things are in the world we live in. I will use an example of health care. Told that blood pressure is 120 over 80 is normal. And anything that is not, that is considered not correct. Well, fake news sits on top of fake history. But because we have been told this, we believe it and comply. Apply it to our lives, right? What if high blood pressure is good and to suppress it is to actually cause harm to the body? Knowing for most people that the only way to keep their blood pressure at 120 over 80 is to take their expensive addictive drugs. Just like anything else in the satanic system, they take pleasure in informing you of exactly what they are doing to you with side effect facts list as long as your arm that you have to have a magnifying glass to even read. It's in plain sight what they're doing to you. They are telling you what they are doing to you and getting a good laugh at your expense. So most will just comply and continue to be lied to and stolen from by Big Pharma. That's just an example. How do they know? That's why we need to ask the Lord about things. He says, I already fixed it. They're getting your money. They're getting you addicted to a drug. And probably something that's hindering you, as opposed, I'd heard something about statins, how they're telling you don't take those things. Yeah. The biggest enemy is fake news. Jesus said this about Satan. This is John 8:44. I know some people that won't hardly listen to me because they're afraid I'm going to tell them they have to get off their medicine. And I'm real sad about that, but I'm speaking the truth. And I'm not saying anybody needs to do anything quickly. I think they need to let God give them the plan to get off. Because it's when you know the truth will make you free. John 8:44. You're of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. First Peter 2:24. That's the truth. That's the reality today. Already healed by the stripes laid on Jesus' back. Time to come out of Babylon and believe the Lord and stop believing the fake news. Psalms 105:37. He brought them out with silver and gold, and there wasn't a weak or sick one among them. It's the same today. So sad that Satan, the beast, is controlling the world with a fake demic. Mass fear all over the world. Satan's MO is fear. Ever wonder why fear comes when you have symptoms and then they, as you proceed to have treatment, you just get terrified? This is not a system that inspires faith but fear. Yes, hidden in plain sight. Peace in this hour must make the call in whatever we do. The biggest enemy is the fake news. What you think will be your victory or failure. And we already read Matthew 15, Mark 7. It's what you think about it. Mm-hmm. It's time to believe so that we will not be deceived. For your information, draining the swamp is a separation process that is going on right now, also called the Battle of Armageddon. It's a natural war with real soldiers. And it is also digital war with digital soldiers. It's like that old Star Trek adventure again. I was thinking about General Flynn calling in his digital soldiers. It was like an old Star Trek adventure where they went to this planet, and this planet had been at war for like something like 600 years, and it was all by computer. Remember the movie War Games? And they thought the world was going to be destroyed, but it was simply a computer playing a game. So what would happen was they would show on the computer screen that a certain sector had gotten blown up. So they would call in all the people that lived there, and they would have to go to these chambers and be euthanized. And that's how they fought their war. No weapons. Anyway, that's all of that.